FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Now, I wanted to get straight to our guest here, Ryan Laughlin, a reporter with KOB in New Mexico. This is quite a crazy story. You can follow him on Twitter, at Ryan Laughlin News. Ryan, thanks for coming on here, and tell us what you're uncovering there in New Mexico with this compound.
Yeah, it's been a crazy story. It started with this possible child abduction that led them to uncovering this compound. We were out there. So the sheriff's put out a press release last Saturday saying they had raided this place, found 11 emaciated children, and since then, this thing is just, the story has grown. I mean, more details have come out. Of course, they found a body there on Monday. And then the bombshell in the no bond holdings paperwork that says that these people were training for school shootings, that was attributed to a foster parent of one of these 11 children. We expect to hear more about that when they're in court on Monday.
So what has been discovered at this compound that led people to believe the connection to school shootings? And do we know anything about the adults that were present there with the children who are engaging in this frightening education?
Sure. So I was actually given a tour of the compound before the body was found by the landowners. Okay. Part of the strangeness of this story was the people that built this compound. There was some land dispute. They actually, I think, were supposed to build this on the plot behind this. So I got a tour of this place. There was loaded ammunition everywhere. The landowner says that the initial sweep that the police had missed some guns. They found additional shotguns and Glocks, other ammunition. There was a shooting range built in the back where you could see empty casings in a place where people were firing guns. There was also combat videos. There was one that said "Brutal Fight Enders." I looked it up on Amazon. It's a hand-to-hand combat training video. So those are the things that we saw as we were walking around this dugout trailer in this hole. And so those are the things that I guess police are going to make a case that they were using to help train these kids.
We're speaking with KOB reporter Ryan Laughlin in New Mexico, at Ryan Laughlin News on Twitter. Do we have any indication of how long this has been going on?
The landowners visited their plot of land regularly. They suspect that it popped up sometime around Christmas time.
Wow.
And since then, they've been going through legal battles, civil stuff, really, to try to get these people either evicted or to trade plots or to sell their plots. But as we found out, these people don't have any money. That's actually one of the things that led authorities to finally get probable cause and move in. There was an intercepted message from someone that's saying that they were broke and needed food. That was the final straw for Sheriff Jerry Holgriff to get a search warrant to finally go into this compound that they suspected was heavily armed, and in their own press release said that they were extremists of the Muslim belief.
Wow. So how many kids? Do we know how many kids were there?
So there was 11 kids that were found, and they're now in CYFD custody, which is the state program here in New Mexico. CYFD has made a motion to keep these kids in CYFD custody. Then there was the body of a small boy that is yet to be identified inside the compound. They're still waiting for a medical examiner to ID the body and determine a cause of death. That will determine when and if additional charges would come. Obviously, the missing boy is Abdul Ghani. He was abducted last seen December 1st out of Georgia. And when you talk about who these people are, there's been a connection to a famous imam who was connected to the 1993 World Trade Center's bombings. He never was indicted. He was used as a character witness. But he is the grandfather of this little boy and the father of the man who is now arrested for abducting him and abusing 11 children.
11 kids. Do we know, were they all abducted? Do they belong to the men and women who were leading this compound? Do we know anything about the origin of the children?
So what we do know is our NBC affiliates in Georgia have been able to confirm that there's three women arrested. They are the mothers to all 11 children. Mm. So, and then there is also a relationship between Siraj Wahaj. He is with one of the women, and then Lucas Morton, who's the landowner, he is married to one of the sisters of Siraj Wahaj. And court documents show that the women were there under their own volition. They weren't being held captive. That's part of the reason why they are being charged with 11 counts of child abuse. Additionally, they're being accused of participating in this training of school shootings, and they are being asked to be held without bond until a trial date.
Is there any indication regarding, we understand the connection to training them to carry out school shootings. Was it just kind of a general education? Were they working towards a specific plot or a unified attack of some kind? Do we know anything about the ultimate goal they were trying to achieve?
That is one of the biggest unanswered questions. So the only information we have is what was in this no bond withholding motion. And it said that they were, the language was the same for almost all of them. It says that the defendant, for whoever it was a part of training them with assault rifles in preparation for future school shootings. Now, the only person whose the paperwork was a little different on was Lucas Morton. The language was amped up a little bit. It added to kill as many people as possible. We don't know why the language was different for his versus the other four, but it's one of the big answered questions. We're hoping that we're going to find more out on Monday, because it's now the state's job to prove that these five people are a danger to society. And if they can't prove that, there's a chance that they could be released on Monday before trial.
Holy cow. Are they saying, are they talking, are they saying anything, or are they answering any questions at all?
They have been pretty quiet. The public defender's office said that they're working to assign a public defender for each individual. They haven't said much in regards to themselves. One of the interesting things was in that first initial court appearance in magistrate court, Lucas Morton's father showed up. He's actually said he flew in from Egypt. He got a text message the day before the compound was raided from his son, Morton, that said that they were broke and needed money for food. He says that he was coming there in order to give them food and clothes and some of the things that they needed. When all of this news broke, we spoke with him before the announcement, before the paperwork was released that showed the school shooting stuff, and he had some very telling words about how his son and these people felt disenfranchised, that society separates, and they were a part of that separation. He believed that they were looking to get away from people that were judging them and racist and Islamophobics. But he said that they were wanting to live a peaceful, homesteading life. He also said that he had ran out of touch. They were not communicating for the last year. So take that for what it is.
Is there any possibility that there are more compounds like this elsewhere? Do we feel like this is a pretty isolated occurrence?
We don't know. So we do know that the surveillance being done on this compound was headed up by the FBI, and the FBI has been extraordinarily quiet throughout this. They were invited to take part in a press conference with the Taos County Sheriff, CYFD, and the District Attorney's Office. They were a no-show. We've asked the FBI a number of times, what's the deal? How long were these guys on your radar? Is this thing moving to federal court? Are there other compounds like this? They have been quiet. That's another one of the unanswered questions in this strange, strange case.
Yeah, I've seen this story as a headline in a list of headlines, but it doesn't seem like it is captivating every, you know, top story on every newscast right now. Do you think that's where it's headed?
I don't know. Well, I can't say where this thing's headed. I can say that we're hoping to learn more information when these five are in court on Monday, when the state makes a case that these five people are a danger to society. What happens then, I don't know, but we'll be reporting on it. And the Twitter handle, by the way, was Ryan Laughlin, at Ryan Laughlin, KOB. Ryan Laughlin News is the Facebook page.
Okay, I got you. Well, we're going to tweet out a connection to you on your and also your Facebook connection, and we'll be in touch with you because this is an important story. You've been in the compound, you've toured it, and we value your position there. So we're going to keep in touch with you, and thank you so much for giving us some time on a Friday.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan. A KOB reporter who is in New Mexico, who is a part of this, the reporting on this story at a very early point